Nachshof Aminalan Shemayim. So, if you hold it, yes, but Hak Rabbanan Lo, you would hold like Rabbanan. I mean, yeah, now it's really difficult. It's like Beit Shammai, a leap of the sheet of Rabbi Yezid, and you're going to eat Yishtar Shuta. You must admit stretching it a bit. But, so what are we going to say about our Mishnah? How about it? That was the opening. It's very simple. We had a machlokes before. We had a problem from this Mishnah because of other sugyas, if you recall. And one man, the Yomad, said, Rabbi Yochanan said, he's talking about Eishah B'Tayra for another reason. So he had to have somebody be machshir here, his two Mishnah Tayras, who did it all before there, the Gabi Tuna. So it's fine, Khan goes to B'Tayra. Khan B'Utseh B'Truma. In other words, if you're going to say that it's going according to Beit Shammai, then you're going to have to explain it, because going to the Yochanan says Kambosa, Tara Kambosa, Betuma, so then you're going to have indeed a question, because according to him, this is talking about also Betuma, so according to Beit Shammai, it would be Potsdam on mine, but according to Rabbi Lazar, the Arthur Rabbi Eliezer, on the Kanda Kambosa Betaira, that our mission is also talking about Asa Betaira, and what is unique is that there's a difference between the case that we have before in here, that it's talking about the misareach etzlo, this din that is believed is somebody who is misareach by someone who doesn't have to work. He's neman, even doesn't have to be precious on the mind, because since he's neman on the tomb of the Tyrus, once he's already neman on the tomb of the Tyrus, even though he's not a person who has accepted the Kaverut, we said he's also Mamela going to be believed, because someone who's Neman al Tyrus is Neman al Hamaisis, even if he wasn't Mikado to be Shemer the Maisis. But over there, it's only, remember we had a Machlokas over there, do you need a formal acceptance of being a Chaver even for Maisis, or do we say, well, anybody who is a Chaver for Trumas and Tyrus is certainly going to be mocked it on Mises. So now what Rabbi Eliezer said is that it can be Ba'isa B'Tyra, but there's a big nafkamina. If somebody is Misagriach, it's closer, we said, Aneman al Taharot, Ne'eman al Hamasrot. But somebody that is selling, like over here, he needs a formal application to be believed Lagabe Masrot. And our Mishnah over here is talking about a case where he wasn't Mekabel the Rabbi. And the Tanita, Rabbi Yanagi, Rabbi Yishmael, the Roma, had the same of the Tareyat itself, Abu Barabim, Eino Ne'eman, Achi Kabulah Barabim, Bahacha Barabim Anan Kayamim. In the Mishnah over here, it's talking about a Nachman, by definition, it's talking about somebody who's selling to the public. Therefore, if we're talking about a Chaver, and the Chaver is Neman Megabe Tyres, it's still considered to be Demai, which is why you need to be taking off the Trumas from it, and that's how we can have a case over here that I should have to take, even though it's considered to be Tahar, and even though, therefore, it's going to be Roy, according to Beit Shammai, for taking off Chala, I still need to take off the Trumas and Maisis. So at least that part adds up. He could be Tahar. You're supposed to be Tahar. Why am I taking off Maisis? No. He's Tahar because he was Mekabel on the Tyrus. But since he's a seller for the Rabbin, a Mekabel on the Tyrus is not Neman for Maisis. It's only the Nisareach flow that is Neman on the Maisis. And therefore, I'm taking off Maisir over here, even though it's Royal Achila, and I need to take off Halam. Rabbin, Rabbi Shammai, Meshem Rabbacha, Shammai Rabbi Debatra. Rabbi, it says, you know, you're getting all hung up about nothing. You read the next part of the Mishnah, the continuation of the Mishnah, which is what we're getting up to. It says, Harotzeva hafrish trumah, v'trumat ma'aser ke'achat. As a matter of fact, we have to do that Mishnah anyway. Why don't we just look at that Mishnah, because we're going to be referring it now to it now throughout till the end of the sugya. So let's take a look at the Mishnah. Harotzeva hafrish trumah. Halacha
base. wird der heilige Halacha.
Harechel Ahafrich Tshuma. The Trumat Ma'aser Ka'afat. Somebody who wants to make things easy on his life, okay? Saying he wants just a little nusuf to hang on his wall. He takes off a certain amount. Everything should work out. Works out beautifully. If he's going to be taking off Tshuma, and Tshuma's mice, and over here, he's going to actually be giving it to the Kohen. Okay, how much is Tshuma? How much Tshuma do you take off in a star? What's the minimum, the medium amount?
1/50.
Right, which is how much part out of 100? 2 out of 100. What percentage do you have to take off the Tshuma is nicer? 1/100. Okay, that's 3. So what you need to take out is, what you do is, notel, echad, mishlosh, mishlosh, mishlish. Take out 1/33, which is 3 parts out of 100, and you say, echad mimea mimashi yeshkan, harei zeh v'tzad zeh chule. Now on this side, it's going to be chulin, the rest of it is tshuma, gedolah. That's tshuma for the whole thing. Now, from the chulin that is left, on this side, this part is the maaser, okay? Including the additional 1%, which is over here, shar maaser, from buchlo. So now that part, shasiti maaser, is now tshumat maaser, on that part, on the 10%. And what's left over is chal. And the Maaser Sheni is on the other side, and the Tzafon and the Darom, I don't have to take that off, because I'm going to be Mechalit on the Mo. Okay? Right, that's what we do, essentially. However, for heaven's sake, will you consider for a moment what that Mishnah said? That Mishnah said, Chutz, it said over there, you take out 1% for Trumas Maaser. No, you don't really do that, do you? You have to take off Tshuma Gedolah first. The two parts, correct? The 1/2% were already taken off first, before you take off Tshuma Gedolah. So why are you taking out another percent? You're not taking off 1%. You're taking off 1% of what's left after you take off the 2%. Yet, for some reason, the Mishnah says, take out 3%. Obviously, the mission doesn't mean literally you have to take out 3%. It's saying approximately. In other words, after deducting what it was that you would have to take out the Tshumas Maaser, because the Maaser is really taken off only on 98%, it's really 9.8%, so you take off 0.98%. Okay, fine, that's what it means. So that's what it means here. It doesn't mean literally that I have to take off the part on the challah too, it's insignificant. So the challah part, I'm not taking out on the challah part, no. Just like over there, I mean, it's a lot less. Maybe not, because challah is actually a little more in those kinds of giving challahs, 1 out of 48. Okay, but it's the same idea. So the 1/50th, I'm not including. 1/40th, I'm not including. What do you care?
It's not so good. It's just 1/3.
One part of 33
minutes. Right.
And Akinami, but we understand that that's just a way of being mafish, because you need to be mafish with the umden over here, not interesting in measuring. Guy's gonna take off 0.98. Okay, so take off 1/3, that's all we're telling him. So here too, it's the same thing. It's clear the whole construction of this mission is a convenience issue. It's not coming to tell you shiurim. Could you jump to the conclusion, I must take off the Tshuma, the Maaser from the Tshuma's Maaser from the Challah? Lav dafka. So just like we say over there, so come on to Tema Tama, Chutz min haroi l'kadesh l'shem Tshuma. So here too, Chutz min haroi l'kadesh l'shem Challah. What's the difference? Now, Taninan Challah, can you show the Shani? Now, can you explain one thing to me? How did Challah get stuck between taking off the Maaser Rishon and taking off the Maaser Shani? That's wild. I mean, what would the Challah, if the Challah is Chayev, it's Chayev. If it's Potter, it's Potter. This idea of putting it in the middle is very strange. What it seems to imply is a tremendous Kiddush. And Rabbi Yonah, in fact, says, you know what we see from here? Rabbi Yonah says, B'Shem Zinero, Zot Omeret. Obviously, if you're learning that I am mechuyev to take off over here, so then I've got a problem. Because the Torah says, Melech HaVdimacha. Levelot Achim is not be mocked in a Shina, a later in a Shina to an earlier in a Shina. And here I'm being mocked in Chala to the taking off the Maisa. The only thing that could tell me is that the din that I have to take off from the Tura in the field or before I process it, those things are included in the concept of Meleatcha, Dimacha. But what I'm required to give afterwards, when I turn it into dough, that is not included in those own machines. In the Mela, I don't do anything wrong if I take off the collar first, and then I take off the knife later. Tremendous finish. It's also included. Any of the matonis. Meleatcha Dimacha is any of the matonis that are marked in one to the long one. Right? We mark. Hey, wait a second. Rabbi Yosef Hashem Rabbi Zira in Mishnah Amura Al Seder. What the Dmai on the Tayami? Lo Kein Amar Rabbi Bo Bereda Rukiya Hashem Rabbi Yosef Al Masu Shem B'Dmai HaBavadai Lo Lo Ofer B'Dmai on the Tayami. What is to say? He says it misses out Amura Al Seder. The Chas Hashem the Stimulay of Havadim of Al Bacher. The reason, however, is because we're assuming that we're talking about over here something that would be fine in Meleach HaVadimacha Al Pacher. But I thought you said to finish that if we're talking about Dmai, there's no issue. That was one of the big things we said before. Ma ben Dmai Levadai, that it doesn't matter which direction you're doing it. We said you could take off one before the other when it comes to Dmai. So I don't understand. What are we looking over here? Aren't we talking about Dmai over here? This is what Rabbi Abba said. And that there's no problem of Baal Ta'akir. We're talking over here. The problem is only of Baal Ta'akir. That's the reason that the Tana is confusing us over here. So what does it have to do with this question of whether it's talking about Allah Seder, Shalom Allah Seder, we're dealing with Dmai. Tani Rabbi Chia, Af Bivadai. Our Mishnah is not only talking about Dmai. Our Mishnah is talking about even Dmai. And that's why we have this machlokas over here between the two shitas, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, whether there's a din of Meleach HaVadimacha Al Ta'akher when it comes to Chala, not by Dmai. The part of the Mishnah that implies even Vadai, that's where we have the Shaila. So there Rabbi Yonah says, the Shem Rebzira, goes to Mel Shkala and Gomishim Baal Ta'akher, meaning of the Vadai. Rabbi Yossi, the Shem Rebzira, says, no, that's the Shalom. There is a din of Baal Ta'akher. And Ein Mishnah Amura La Seder. I'll show you. There's no reasonable man that could say that the Mishnah is Amura La Seder. If the Mishnah is coming to tell me that you are not going to have to worry about Baal Ta'akher, about Lo Ta'akher, shouldn't Takdim Chala L'Rishon? What's that? The Chala comes in between the Rishon and the Sheni. If you want to teach me, then about that, tell me you took out the Chala first. What do you have to put it in the middle for? That doesn't even make any sense. And it should just, certainly, why do we have it before the Maisa Sheni? This is mamash right in the middle of nowhere. It's just arbitrary. So clearly, it's not Neman Al HaSeder. It's not because there's no din about the Acher. It's just out of order. Because otherwise, you can't explain it either. That's what I'm saying. That's right, because anyway the order is, you see it's not in order. Alright, the Gra changes the order here, and which is very reasonable. Right before the Mishnah, you see three lines before the Mishnah, which is Lama Kadma Rishon. So that Lama Kadma Rishon, he puts right here. So why would it have it over here in between? It should be put even before, right? So Veloma Kadma Rishon, why do we say Rishon here in the Mishnah? Mitnesha Kadma L'Goren, if you're going to tell me that Rishon comes first, and therefore it mentions Rishon, because Rishon is given in the Goren, and Chala is only given in the house, Hare Sheni Kadma L'Goren. What? Understand. And that's not true about Maisa Sheni. So obviously it's out of order. You see why the why the girl pushes it there. That's exactly where it belongs. Why say the Rishon first? Because the Rishon comes first. So then the Sheni should also come first. Over Rebbe Netanyahu, no. The din he shetak din challah l'kol. The truth is that we should have mentioned challah first, because challah is called reishis, and therefore it's like truma. Reishis arisei seikhan, we call it. Reishis arisei seikhan is similar to the truma, which is called reishis. Therefore, in order to be mechaber, the nesina of reishis, to reishis, we should have taka put challah first anyway, because it's also called, this is called Rishon and this is called Rishon, okay? So Memela, we want it to be here. And Shani is not called Rishon at all, my Shani. This at least, okay, we have Rishon, Rishon of Truma, my Rishon, which is Rishon, and Rishon of challah. That makes sense. Lama Kavna Rishon, Mipnei Shekavna Legoren, the Kusiv Voracious. But Shani, Apophysicodmilagoran, ain't cursed voracious. Nobody, by any stretch of the imagination, is going to call Misha Shani racist. So therefore, it does make sense what it says over here. There's some arbitrary that we're throwing it in over here. So remember, the mixture makes a lot of sense.
Now,
yes, so fine. That's a different question as far as the Leach Avadim Akar. That's dependent on the Makar. Now let's go back to Me'ata. So now, Me'ata, Tehei Chalach HaYeves B'Ma'asrod, why don't we say, no matter what Scott you learn over here, now that you're saying that whatever the reason is that it's coming before, becoming after, so we should say that the Chalach should be Chayev in Maitres, and the Maitres would not be Chayev in Chalach. In other words, I don't have to take off challah on the part that I was going to make the maestros from, because if you're telling me that really there is a din in the order in Vavai and it's a din of Mele'at Chavadim Acha, so the din is maestros Shabbat Yichayim and challah Shekol HaKodem Et Chavero Mitzchayev Bo. The general rule is when we're talking about Mele'at Chavadim Acha, everybody was questioning whether this is included. So the din is the later thing is always incorporative of the earlier thing, but the earlier thing is never incorporative of the later thing. That's the rule. So the truma comes before Maitre Rishon. So you don't have to take off Maitre Rishon from truma. But Maitre Rishon comes after truma, you have to take off truma from Maitre Rishon. Same thing is true of Maitre Shani. Maitre Shani comes later, therefore you need to take off Maitre Rishon before you take off Maitre Shani. But having taken off Maitre Rishon, you do not take off Maitre Shani, because Maitre Shani is the next Matana. So the rule is we always go in order of the way that the Torah is Machayev the Matanas. Okay. So now, if you would go ahead and you went ahead and gave Rishon first, you still have to take off Truma for it, even if you're over. This is not just a question logistically, since I've already taken off the Truma and the Mela. Obviously, I took off Truma from the Rishon. In other words, the implication is, even if I went ahead and took off Rishon long, and it was over in this, I have to go back now and I have to take off the Truma Gedela on the Rishon that I took, because I should have taken it first, and that doesn't change. And, on the other hand, Truma, you would never take off Truma, you never take off my Teresa, you take off my Shani, right? Okay. So, in that sense, the order is always going to be lessening, having once taken off the my Teresa, and not 10% less here. The my Shani is going to be taken on 10% of what's left. So, over here, all of the Mises are meant to be given before I take off Chala, right? That means that anything that I used as a Matana and I baked bread with, I'm not chayav on challah on. That's what it would imply. If this is part of the order, and it's part of the order, it fits in to the general rule of the order. The 20th came. Hoshe Isa min hatevel. He says that if I went ahead and I did not take off two mishamaisis, instead I used my tevel, I went ahead and I baked bread with it, I make Isa with it. Bein shehikdim chala l'truma, bein shehikdim truma l'chala, ma she'asa asur. So if I went ahead and I gave it in the wrong direction, and I took off the challah before I took off the truma. Masha asha asur. Whatever I did, I did. So in other words, the maslot part would in fact, maslot, they would be chayav in challah. And the challah lo teachel, achi yachela truma, truma lo teachel, achi yachela challah. Really says if you did it in the wrong direction, you got to make sure that you still fix it up. You took challah first, obviously you have to take off truma. But the amazing thing is, it says over here if you take truma first, you still have to take off challah. Now that seems to be saying that indeed there is no maleach avadim achar, because then it's not fitting in to the order of the klal. Whatever comes first is part of the thing that comes last. Here we leave this question hanging, because it seems to contradict our entire sinya. Gentlemen, I suggest that we already did the mission. Okay.